standing outside the new Downtown Heritage Coffee Cafe. Project manager Michelle Elfer says it's been 30 years since Front and Franklin Streets have had major reconstruction.
When you look at the sidewalks and you see the paving pattern with the joint lines that are, you know, about 10 inches apart, that was done in the 80s, and it was meant to look like planks to give it a historic feel because this is a historic district, and so they thought, well, maybe it looks like wood planks.
She says those sidewalks are crumbling.
It's time for an upgrade. You know, here's a little tripping spot right here. I mean, that's probably 3/4 of an inch to an inch, which is not okay.
As we walk down Franklin Street, Elfers points out gaps in the sidewalk, deteriorating curbs, and uncomfortable pinch points.
Right here, we're in front of the Alaska Liquor Cache, and there's a street pole that, you know, the base is almost 2 feet wide, and then you have a corner of a building, and your walking space is maybe 4 feet.
Elfer says the city is considering things like utility upgrades, curbs, gutters, sidewalks, parking, intersections, lighting, gathering spaces, and art. She says a lot of it will be decided by the public. It was the public, after all, that brought the project forward. Bruce Denton is one of the owners of the Senate building on Franklin Street. He says the street reconstruction project stems from the Downtown Improvement Group, which formed almost a year ago.
The issues go, I think, beyond homelessness. It's just sort of a general state of decay downtown, whether it's property owners or business owners or city infrastructure or city maintenance or the whole gamut.
After going to city staff and the Juneau Assembly about Front Street and Franklin Street reconstruction, the Assembly appropriated $100,000 for this planning stage of the project. Denton says he wants to see downtown develop to its potential. He wants it to become a more family-friendly place.
It just makes me really sad when people say, oh, I never come downtown. I can't stand coming downtown. Well, I think it's a super dynamic spot, and it's the face of our city.
Denton says the city moving forward with the downtown street reconstruction will spur more improvements.
If somebody paints their building, then the neighbor feels like they should paint their building. And there's a lot of that going on. I mean, just raising the level of care, whether it's painting fire hydrants or crosswalks or fixing the curbs and the sidewalks that are covered with gum, and it'll feed on itself.
Elfer says another $250,000 will go toward design. How much the total project will cost hasn't been determined.
What we need to do is figure out what the community wants, make some decisions, recommendations to the Assembly, and then the Assembly gets to decide, you know, what's funded and what's not and where it's coming from.
City staff will have recommendations and draft plans for comment at the next public meeting, June 17th. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.